Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. I'm going to start it off today. And this one's tough because this is like a actual personal life one. And I think you know that I typically try and come with sports takes or sports thoughts if I can. But this one's rough, man. And this one, I don't have to deal with this for a long time. And this almost makes it worse because I'm going to have to think about it for a while. And I could be a terrible thinker. My confession is, I don't know which one to go to. And you'll say, Reggie, what do you mean which one to go to? In a weird turn of circumstances, I went and checked my mail this weekend. And there's a lot of junk mail, as there typically is. There were three letters from friends.
Letters?
Well, I mean, just pieces of mail. One of them was a thank you note for a wedding that I went to.
Okay.
Two of them were, well, one was a wedding invitation. One was technically a save the date. They are a day apart. Now, day apart, you go, that's not a problem. Go to both. I would love to. One of them is in Rome.
Take Rome.
You think so?
Yeah, take Rome.
The one that's stateside.
Good friend?
Both of them, pretty good friends. The one that's stateside, I've known longer.
Take Rome.
You
save,
think so?
Save up, take Rome.
Because say, why is that even a question?
Yeah,
because like
unless you don't know the other guy like that in Rome or
well,
don't really
stay.
Have that type
well,
of relationship,
then go to the other friends. But like if he's a good friend and they're close,
yeah,
and it's the perfect built-in excuse, man. The day before, I already committed, even though you hadn't.
to Hopefully, Rome. They ain't listening.
How long in the future is it?
It's in late May. So when Reggie is out. No, he might be in Rome.
You can get a cheaper ticket now. Keep in mind, you're going to get at least a couple of meals. You know the
couple. You of think meals. I'm going to go to Italy and not eat?
No, on their nickel.
You certain?
Friday night, Saturday.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know the rehearsal dinner. By the way, tradition says anybody who comes from out of town goes to the rehearsal dinner.
Yeah.
You know
everybody. It's a destination, right?
Well, yeah. Everybody's going to have something Friday night, Saturday. Rome.
Now because what's another time you're going to go to Rome unless you really want to go to Rome?
Great point. Like, I don't even have my – I need to get my passport together. I need to get my acting gear.
You got time.
Here's the thing that I really am thinking on.
Mm-hmm.
I've been out here looking, can I possibly go to both?
Oh, God, no.
Nah, man, don't do that, man.
You're killing yourself.
Which one is first? The one in the States?
The one in Rome.
Oh, the one, yeah, you can't do that.
You don't think so?
Nah.
Like, I'm thinking, I can go.
Don't cheat yourself.
I can go to the wedding.
Rome,
if I get an early flight on Saturday, I can get back stateside for the evening.
Do not do that, man.
I will punch you in the arm if you do that.
Dude, right.
You might have to punch me in the arm.
Yeah, don't do that. Unless everything, all the festivities is over.
Yeah.
And then you, to the point, you got to come back as soon as possible or something like that. Nah, man,
And where is the other wedding?
The other one is in Texas.
Where?
I believe it's San Antonio.
Come on, man.
Wow, yeah, Mr. San Antonio is like, nah, man. Don't even bother going out there.
You can drive to San Antonio this weekend. It's a road game. go get your San Antonio fix this weekend.
Yeah.
Go get me some Chick-fil-A chicken and waffles.
Oh, that's right.
Get my fix.
Well, you got to wait till December 1st for that.
Okay, well, there you go. But yes, I am entirely honestly trying to debate, do I go to San Antonio or do I go to Rome? Genuinely.
You have a problem.
That is crazy.
You have
man.
A problem.
I love my people. I love my people.
I do too. You have a problem. Shout out to Payne and Pendergast.
Yeah, love them boys.
Just because in general, but they were talking today, asking each other the question of, what do you think you could be best
at smuggling?
At smuggling.
I was thinking about this for them, and I don't really have a great answer for them. I feel like something that, it's, like, obviously not like drugs for them, but I think something that, like, knockoff, counterfeit items, I think they could do.
Yeah.
Like, I think that they'd be great about that.
It got me thinking, though. It did get me thinking. And I told you this when we were listening to the segment. I've smuggled. I've smuggled.
What are you doing right now?
I have. And not only have I smuggled, I was the mule for my parents, basically. All my parents, wonderful people, God-fearing people, absolute saints. You know, can't say a bad word of a wonderful childhood, all that stuff. But my people will be able to relate to this. And by my people, you know who I'm talking about. We used to drive to Monterrey, Mexico quite often during the summer, 3-4 times every summer.
Went to go get the cheese, right?
To go see some family. My mom's family would get the cheese.
It's a terrible joke. Don't even laugh at it. It's so bad.
From my mother's family had a lot of in Monterrey area and all that. So we used to drive all the time. And coming back, my dad would stop and get 4 or 5 bottles of Bacardi. Some Oso Negro, which is,
Black Bear.
Which was the I think it was also rum, maybe it was something else. It might have been a tequila. Anyway, and then my mom would go to the pharmacy in Mexico where you can just buy drugs,
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Prescription type drug.
Oh, okay. Dude, you keep dancing around this right now. Say what you're trying to say, or so don't.
She would get some antibiotics, and some other pain medications that are normally... you have to have a prescription for here because we were poor, and so that my dad would get cheap liquor and my mom would get medicine, so we didn't have to go to the doctor. And every trip, we had a station wagon. The two youngest kids, me and my sister, would sit in the very back seat on top of a pile of liquor and drugs.
Which is honestly the best way to roll.
Yeah.
And we'd roll through the border and you got anything? Nope. Okay, let's go. So I have, in fact, smuggled.
Man.
Yeah, I was like 7 years old, too. Have you ever smuggled?
No, officer. I've never smuggled. What are you doing?
Yeah, I would never do anything like that.
You're lying.
What kind of question is that? That is insane. Lying. Have you ever smuggled straight up is an insane question to ask.
All right, so I waited until today to have this confession. This is actually a sports confession. Because I ain't want to rain on a parade or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But Sunday win against the Jags, which I'm not taking credit away from the Texans at all, mm-hmm. because that was a badass win. I loved it. I loved it every bit of it. Plus it's the Jags and all that stuff. So I'm not taking away from anybody with this win. But I got to confess, I feel like this was more about the Jags losing than the Texans coming back to win this game, man. I think...
You think they were that bad?
Yeah. I think this bad was... I feel like this Texans win was kind of, in a weird way, house money because they had a whole bunch of injuries and, C.J. Stroud wasn't playing. It was a backup quarterback. They were down by a lot, ended up coming back to win. So I felt like this was more about the Jazz just... throwing up and just wetting themselves in this one. And
throwing
I did,
up and wetting themselves. Yeah. That's a bad night, man.
Yeah. No, it was a real bad
they
night.
They did it all.
They did. It came out of all ends.
Yeah. Hey, yo.
They went to Chipotle.
Yeah, food poisoning.
Well, there goes that average, that sponsorship opportunity.
Yeah, so I think to me, I ain't want to say this on a Monday because it was such a good win, and I think the Texans needed this win. I think they fought hard and deserved that win. But I think this was the story is more about the Jags just wetting themselves.
I'm with you to a large degree. I think the story still is largely about the comeback, but there is a lot. We're not going to act like the Texans just rested that away in all straight. Like there was a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, I'm not taking anything away from the Texans. I'm not saying
they did the job.
No, they did what that to me that was a hard fought win. I felt like D'Amico Ryan's got a lot in this too. But the Jags, man, I just don't want to overlook the Jags just wetting themselves like that, man. That was embarrassing. You should be embarrassed if you was a Jazz fan.
I actually don't have a problem with your confession. I think you're a lot of people.
I just didn't want to say it on a Monday after, you know.
I respect it, man. Yeah, like, you didn't want to rain on nobody's parade. But the fact of the matter is that, and I've tried to say it without saying it or say it at least in the kindest terms I can. Like, I do look over at the Jags and be like, damn.
Yeah,
That's how y'all living for real.
That was a backup quarterback, man. And I know a lot of people got some respect for Davis Mills, but man, that was a bad loss. After being up in the fourth quarter like that, that was bad.
And it was a bad quarterback having a really bad day, at least in the second half.
It'd be embarrassing if it was CJ Stroud that made that comeback too, but at least I would understand that. Like, okay, that's CJ Stroud.
Right.
You know, heart of a warrior type deal, but y'all blew a lead to a backup quarterback that have probably one of the iffy offenses in the league right now. That's bad.
Yep. Yeah,
I think I feel you there. I feel like I have to confess that I think that we've built quite a relationship with our audience because y'all out here confessing. Goodness gracious, man. Is that easy? I thought, wow. Wow. I'm just letting us know the things that y'all smuggled. Yeah. Straight like that.
I'm going to see some of y'all on them body cam videos I'll be seeing on TikTok.
I appreciate that y'all trust us to this degree.
Dude, we're talking like real smuggling on the text. More like real. Like
I ain't no snitch. That's one thing I could pride myself on.
I was just a 7-year-old kid sitting on a pile of liquor and drugs.
Who amongst us did not end up in that particular situation? There you go. Those are your lunchtime confessions. Really heavy on the confession today in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us here. Right now, I think we got to do something because it's a Wednesday. We typically, in the 12 o'clock hour on a Wednesday, give away a $50 gift card to Texas Star Grill Shops. Let's do that now. Call number 5. Be quick with it. Call number 5 to 713-572-4610. We'll win that $50 gift card and be entered for a chance to win a brand new grill from Texas Star Grill Shop. And you know what? The OG will throw in a case of OG sauce for you.
You're dang right.
So that all that meat will come out tasting delicious. Again, caller number 5 right now to 713-572-4610. Coming up next, another thing that we do on Wednesday, let's do a little Judge John Lopez, a particular style of, is this answer viable? Did this fix the problem at hand? That is the theme, and we'll do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.